Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Devotional. A synonym for the word judge is despise. It happens when we harden our heart towards someone. In the context of Matthew 7, the issue with judgment is not discernment of good and evil, right or wrong, but the condemnation of writing someone off. Anthony the Great, 254 to 356 AD, is perhaps the earliest and most significant teacher among the Christian Desert Fathers. He wrote, "Our life and our death is with our neighbor. If we win our brother, we win God. If we cause our brother to stumble, we have sinned against Christ." When Anthony refers to death with our neighbor, he means that we renounce our right to pronounce judgment over them, a challenge difficult enough to be described as a death. Theodore of Fermat, another prominent 4th-century desert father, went so far as to say that a mature, non-judgmental love toward others is the foundational virtue or character quality upon which all others are built. There is no other virtue than that of not being scornful, despising anyone. Maximus the Confessor, 580 to 662 AD, a Christian theologian, monk, and advisor to the Emperor of Constantinople, captured this truth through another lens. Interior freedom is not possessed by anyone who cannot close his eyes to the fault of a friend, whether real or apparent. The early Desert Fathers understood that it is impossible to think about the spiritual life apart from living in loving community with others. They emphasized that genuine spirituality is marked by a humility that seeks to hide the faults of others rather than expose them, and that the nearer we draw to God in love, the nearer we are drawn in love to our neighbor. They understood that when we harden our hearts to another person, we harden our hearts to Christ. Question to consider: in what subtle or perhaps even unconscious ways might you be judging or despising someone in your life? Prayer. Father, I fear that my tendency to look down on and judge others is so much a part of me that I scarcely notice it. Grant me an awareness, by the Holy Spirit, of when my tone of voice, facial expressions, words, or actions fail to communicate safety, acceptance, or tenderness to those around me. In Jesus' name, amen.